Time now for the Unger Report for today and the paper trail. We hear a lot about these pesky documents from the past that can come back to haunt your good character or perhaps affirm it. Well, if you have an email address, and of course everyone does these days, you too have your very own personal paper trail. How to keep it from haunting you? Brian Unger has one solution.
How many times has it happened to you? You're out late at a bar or a dinner, and you've had too much to drink. So after calling a cab or asking a friend for a ride, you arrive home grateful that your good judgment saved you from the perils of driving drunk. You made it. You're safe. You're in one piece. And then you log on. Out of control, flying on a high-speed modem down the information superhighway with a .09 blood alcohol level, you are email address by address driving your relationships off a cliff. With each keystroke, you unwittingly wreck your relations with colleagues, moms and dads, and longtime friends. And why should you care? A six-pack of beer, a few glasses of wine, heck, you've never been such a great writer. Well, you're emailing under the influence, or EUI, and leaving behind a paper trail of destruction, your pitiful poetry, moronic diatribes on Buddhist philosophy, and your sad attempt to tell your girlfriend she's still wrong. But if she gets this email tonight, please come over. When you're done emailing under the influence, you go to bed with your clothes on, wake up with that crushing feeling something terrible is sitting in your scent file. Some even find their computers in their front yards. The hangover goes away, but what remains forever is a damning and permanent paper trail left behind by a drunk idiot who, thanks to technology, will be haunted by his own words just hours after writing them. These aren't Whitewater documents or Texas Air National Guard memos that take years to mysteriously show up. No, emailing under the influence is the FedEx of paper trails. You're absolutely, positively screwed overnight. So how do you know when someone needs help? How do you spot the problem emailer? There are clues, such as messages containing the words, "You're pathetic," "I hope you have a miserable life," "Your breath is wretched." Look for questions asked by the drunk emailer, like, "How's life?" and "Whose Mazda is always in your driveway?" In a simpler, more innocent time, the intoxicated would merely leave a blathering, unintelligible phone message that could always be denied later. Well, gone forever are those halcyon days of drunk dialing. Now, a drunk with something to get off his chest somehow thinks it's safer and more anonymous to send a vicious written message with his name on it. Well, it's time to act, and the answer lies in prevention. It's time Congress took a bold step in meeting the challenge of drunk emailers by requiring breathalyzers on laptops and desktops. By simply blowing into a tube before pushing send, we could eliminate damaging paper trails forever. For the Unger Report, I'm Brian Unger. Please, don't drink and use your hard drive.
Cautionary words from Brian. You can hear all of the Unger Reports on our website, npr.org.